If you haven't heard of Don Julin and Billy Strings, you probably haven't been hanging around Traverse City. But not to worry. The bluegrass duo that's made a name for themselves in Northwest Michigan are giving you plenty of chances to hear their music. As Stateside's Emily Fox learned, they'll be touring the state over the next couple of months.
I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work today. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for that is my wedding day.
That's Billy Strings singing there and playing guitar. He's also joined by his bandmate Don Julin on mandolin. Billy and Don have joined us from Interlochen Public Radio Studios. Now, Billy and Don, I have to mention the age difference between you guys. Billy, you are 22. Don, you are 54. Does that age difference ever create tension when it comes to touring, playing, or other things related to the duo?
Yeah, but it's all good. We get along.
I think we balance each other out. Don is, Don is strictly business. Don is, we finish the gig, and I run off and go party with my friends while he takes care of the business and gets us paid. And so my feathers are fluffed, I'm a 22-year-old kid. I want to rock and roll and party. But Don has, he's done all that. So he's just, we kind of mellow each other out. He keeps me in the reins, and I make sure he has a little fun.
And Don, how do you feel about all that?
Oh, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot in common. Obviously, with 30-some years between us, we're at different stages in our life journey. So I don't know if when I was 22, I don't think mine was much different than what Billy's is right now. But
maybe when I'm 54, I'll...
Right, when I'm 54.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your musical backgrounds. Don, you play mandolin for the band, and you studied music, arranging, composing, film scoring, and have written two instructional books on mandolin, and you also have traveled the world teaching workshops on the mandolin. So, Don, tell us about when the mandolin became a big part of your life.
Well, I was introduced to it shortly out of high school. I guess I was 19, and I started playing mandolin, and I think that's when my musical journey really started. That's when I realized that I might be able to make a career of this one way or the other. And here it is 35 years later, and I'm still trying to make a career of this one way or the other.
And meanwhile, Billy, you play guitar for the band, and you didn't study music. In fact, I understand you don't even read music, but I understand you were also a pretty rebellious kid. You got kicked out of school a few times, you have gauged ears, tattoos, and used to be in a heavy metal band. How did you get into bluegrass?
All that stuff came later. I started with bluegrass. When I was born, I'm pretty sure I heard Ralph Stanley in the womb. But I started out, when I was a young kid. I was about 6 and I got a guitar. And we were playing bluegrass. My dad is a good bluegrass picker and singer, and he would have people over picking. And I was surrounded by fiddles and banjos, as a kid. And then later on, I wanted to play music with my friends, with my peers, but none of my peers knew anything about bluegrass. They were playing this junk. And so I jumped in there with them, and I got me an electric guitar and started playing some of that, different kinds of music and stuff, rock and roll, heavy metal, or whatever. But then I realized that bluegrass is where my heart is, so I just came back, and I came back strong.
So how does that work where, Don, you have this kind of classical education and background in music versus, Billy, you kind of can learn things by ear? How does that work out when you're learning music together or playing together?
Yeah, I can't read music. I don't know what key I'm in half the time. I just, I just play. I just play from my toes. I play from my heart. And I've just grown up with it. Where Don does too, just because Don can read music and does do all of that stuff, he's just as good as a player,
You still have to play by ear, playing certain types of music. If you play rock and roll, or if you play bluegrass, or if you play blues, it doesn't matter if you can read. Mm-hmm. Nobody reads rock and roll, or you can't read blues.
You can't read soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about bluegrass? Is there a history? I mean, I don't think that you would sit down and really read a sheet of music when you're playing bluegrass.
Nope. You learn the tunes from, your buddy at the festival while you're passing around a jar.
Yeah, you learn it by ear. I think that's, to me, I think that's one of the coolest things about music is you can have people that come from different backgrounds or learn it differently. You can study music like I have, or you could play completely by ear like what Billy has. But if you're both interested in the same music, there's common ground. I mean, I'm not going to write down a bluegrass solo. I mean, I would for a student if they wanted to learn it, but I would still say that they should learn it off the recording versus the paper. Double check yourself with the paper. Get it in your head, get it under your fingers, and then look at the paper and go, do I have it right? Is that really what he wants me to do? I don't know. Playing by ear is really super valuable.
Mm-hmm. To me, this music, bluegrass music, is you know, there's tons of kids, you know, they learn it all different ways, but to me, you know, this music really comes from the ground, man. It comes from, like I said, my heart and stuff. And I think to really learn it, you really have to just learn the music. You can't learn the numbers and letters, man. You got to learn the feeling.
And I feel like it's also kind of a communal experience. Like people are sitting on their porch together, you know, learning
absolutely
off of one another. Yeah.
You know, I can get together with five dudes at a festival that I have never met before in my life. And we could play a tune and sound like a band that's rehearsed because we all know the same vocabulary and the same tunes. You know, I learned tunes that I learned from my dad, who learned from my grandfather, who learned from who knows where, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gets passed down like that. And to me, that's a very special part of this music, just the organic factor of it.
The times have changed, humanity has lost its way. The people now, how they survive, I don't know how.
That's Billy Strings. He and Don Julin are a bluegrass duo out of Traverse City. And you guys are doing a lot of touring across the state through the end of February. Are you able to make a living solely off of your music right now?
Yeah, you know, Don's been making his way around with just his mandolin for longer than I've been alive. You know, like you mentioned earlier, he's an author. He's done everything there is to do with music, you know. But me, I just, you know, I had a hotel job for a while, but I was able to quit that. And so for 2.5 years, I've been making my living off of music, and it feels very good to be able to just work on what I, you know, what I want to do and not have to come home after my 9-to-5 and then practice. I get to wake up in the morning and then practice all day and then go to a gig and practice some more.
And that's pretty cool that you're only 22 and already making a living just doing music. What is that like, though? I mean, and Don, please feel free to jump in. What is the enjoyment and the fun of touring versus the stress of kind of, you know, having to hustle sometime? What is that ratio like for you guys?
It's worth it. You know, to me, it's... I'm the luckiest boy I know that I get to play music. You know, I play music whether I'm sick or sad or tired or cold or warm. You know, I love playing music. So if I'm not out there gigging, I'm at home playing, you know, or somewhere picking. So it's like I really love the music. And playing on stage isn't my job. That's more like the benefits, you know. That I love doing that. But it's all the traveling and all the driving, and you know, I'm a truck driver. That's what I do for a living.
But I mean, what do you think is the key to being successful, being a Michigan-based, you know, band or duo or a musician?
I don't know if it's Michigan-based or anything. I think the biggest thing that most artists struggle with is the business end of the art that they're trying to do. Whether they're a painter or they're a poet or they're a musician, they're normally so into the art that they don't. You know, sometimes they even say, I don't care about money. Well, yeah, well, talk to me when your landlord comes around on the first of the month. It's really handy to have money for rent and have money for food and be able to do your art. And maybe that's the 30-some years of experience speaking, because I've really, really tried to avoid a daytime job for 30-some years and have been pretty successful at it. But there's a lot of elements, you know. There's performing, there's teaching, there's selling CDs.
Just gotta hustle.
There's licensing songs for films or video. There's, you know, all that kind of stuff all ties into, you know, if you want to make a living as an artist, you need to learn all the ways that your art can generate money and decide which one of those ways you feel good about. I mean, sometimes there's certain things people might say, well, that's a sellout, I'm not going to do that. Well, that's an artistic choice. That's totally cool. But I think, you know, if you can, many successful artists end up bringing a business manager into their team, someone who can make money for the artist. I think we're lucky enough that at the level we're at right now, we've been able to get that far on our own.
Well, I've been speaking with Traverse City-based bluegrass duo Billy Strings and Don Julin. They'll be playing across the state through the end of February. A full schedule of the tour can be found at billystrings.com. Billy and Don, thanks for joining us on Stateside.
Thanks so much.